Hi, good afternoon, William.
Yes, this is Alex.
Hi, yes, this is.
I don't see you. What email address you sending it to?
I did send you the address.
What email address are you sending it to?
Oh, I texted it to you, actually, not
no,
email.
What address are you sending it to?
Email address?
Yes.
I have patrickworley93@gmail.com. That's what I have on your address list.
That's not my email address.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I can change it. This is the email address that we have on your profile on InvestorList.
No, they've never been on my. That's never been on my profile.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can take your email address. That would be awesome. So
it's
we just
B
have the correct one. Mm-hmm.
It's B. Perkins.
B. Perkins.
1955.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
All right. B. Perkins, 1955 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, B. Luckin' Boy.
Awesome. Okay. I can update it on a record, however, I don't know.
But I got email from them before. But that's the one you gave me have never been my email address.
Right. From Investor List, right?
No.
Let me see. Okay. I'm not exactly sure, really, but I have your correct email address here. I'll make sure to save it on my end. Sorry, I think I was, like, reading the wrong one earlier, but hold on. Let me refresh it. Maybe I can resend it to you. And you checked your spam folders. You don't have anything, right?
Not with that email address you've been sending. You're talking about.
Right. Sorry, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. I was actually reading a different email address, but that's where we sent it. B. Perkins. Actually, no. Let me correct this. There's no 1995. Just bperkins@yahoo.com.
No, it's bperkins1955 at Yahoo.
1955. Okay. Let me see if I can resend this right now. More, just gonna correct it. If you can bear with me for a minute or two. Recipients. And Connie's email, since I have you on the line, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but I have the connie.cinder1402@gmail.com.
Yeah, I think that's the email.
Okay. Connie. Okay. Let me resend it. I just corrected your email address from here. Have you been in touch with Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Not recently.
Not recently. She's also our point of contact. So the news that I'm getting from her, she's the one who gives us an update every now and then. But there you go. I just resent the agreement. Can you check if you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, awesome. So once you have this sign, what I'm going to do is I'll send it to Sharon so Sharon can forward it to the attorneys for the review, because I believe this will determine if they will allow the sale of the property or not, which I hope they will allow it because, you know, we're ready to move forward in buying it.
You're wondering if who will allow it to sell?
The bankrupt attorney, they will,
Okay.
they're the one who's gonna determine if they are gonna allow the sale of the property, and we're just hoping that they're gonna allow it so we can move forward with buying it. So you got it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, on that, it will actually just state that we are extending the agreement from the day that it expired up to December. We're actually hoping to close December if everything will be resolved.
Okay.
December 22nd to be exact. If they will allow, of course, the sale.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Great. So I saw that you've already signed it. I just need.
You got it?
Yep, I got it. Thank you. I just need Connie to sign it as well, so it can be valid because both of your signatures are required for us to move forward.
I give a call and tell her to sign it.
Okay. Awesome. And then if she don't receive it or she haven't received it, just let me know, or maybe I can call her directly as well to check.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I will just do that. I think it will be best.
Sure.
Can I have your number? I mean, can I have her number?
Let me see what it is here in a minute.
Let me also see if we have it saved here.
I got it right here somewhere. Let me see. Connie.
Connie.
I got to scroll through my phone.
Also looking if I have the phone number of Connie here.
She must have gotten no email, 'cause she'll normally call me and let me know she got the document to sign,
Gotcha.
that she must have received it.
But
804
okay.
517
All right.
2575.
Thanks. I have 804-597-2575.
No, 517.
Okay. So 804-517-2575.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I will give Connie a call, just to verify if she got it or not. And then I'll let you know if I'm unable to reach her.
Okay, Alex.
All right. I appreciate it, William. Thank you, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.